This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 5 October 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 7 Palestinians, including a child and a woman, were killed by Israeli occupation forces in Nablus and Jenin. Israeli occupation forces conducted 30 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided and 66 Palestinian civilians, including a woman and 2 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 2 homes in Hebron were seized and transformed into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close the Rafah International Crossing Point and the Beit Hanun or Erez Crossing. Israeli occupation forces arrested 3 Palestinian civilians, including 2 girls, at military checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces continue to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have constructed a section of the wall around a school near Jerusalem. Israeli occupation forces are establishing new crossings between Jerusalem and Bethlehem and are preventing Palestinian farmers from reaching their agricultural land to cultivate olives. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine, and Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian civilians and property in Hebron. Settlers uprooted 210 trees in Atas village near Bethlehem. Here is a summary. Willful killing. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces killed, murdered, and assassinated 7 Palestinians, including a child and a woman from Nablus and Jenin. On 29 September 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed 1 Palestinian in Jenin and 2 others in neighboring Burkin village. On 30 September 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed 2 Palestinians in Balata refugee camp east of Nablus and a child in the neighboring Askar refugee camp. Israeli occupation forces admitted that killing the child was against instructions. On 4 October 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed a Palestinian woman at a checkpoint near Nablus, and during the reporting period, 3 Palestinians, including 2 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 30 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 66 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children and a woman. Israeli occupation forces seized 2 homes in Hebron and seized property and transformed the homes into military sites. Restrictions of movement. Even though Israeli occupation forces were deployed around the Gaza Strip and declared an end of the, quote, military government of the Gaza Strip, the Israeli government maintained the occupation of the Gaza Strip through controlling all outlets and crossings. Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border, the sole outlet for the Gaza Strip to the outside world, has remained closed for the second consecutive week, and no deal has been reached concerning the transportation across it. Israeli occupation forces insist to maintain control over the movement of persons and goods throughout the crossing point and have actually moved equipment from the crossing point to Kerem Shalom area on the Egyptian-Israeli border. In the meantime, Israeli occupation forces continue to close Beit Hanun or the Erez crossing for Palestinian workers and medically ill patients for several weeks. With the closure of the Rafah International Crossing Point and the Erez crossing, the Gaza Strip has been transformed into a very large jail. Israeli occupation forces have maintained control over the airspace, the water, the natural resources, and other border crossings of the Gaza Strip. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. Since Monday, 3 October 2005, Israeli occupation forces imposed a total closure in occupied Palestine. They've imposed more restrictions on the movement of additional Palestinians. They've also continued to close a number of main roads in the northern West Bank, despite the evacuation of 4 settlements in the area. Annexation wall. In the challenged international law, Deputy Defense Minister Zev Biom proposed the promulgation of a legislation that legitimizes the construction of this racist apartheid wall. Israeli occupation forces placed 9-meter-high cement blocks near the Anata Secondary School, isolating the playground from the rest of the school. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces prevented Palestinian farmers from going to their agricultural land behind the wall to cultivate olives. In Jenin, Israeli occupation forces prevented Palestinian farmers from the Yabed village southwest of Jenin from going to their agricultural land behind the wall to cultivate their crops. Israeli occupation forces have been establishing a crossing point between East Jerusalem and Bethlehem, a gate nearly 200 meters to the east, and a commercial crossing east of Bethlehem. illegal settler activities, Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. During the reporting period, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian civilians and property in Hebron. A Palestinian woman was severely injured in Beit Lehem's. So settlers uprooted 200 areas in the Artas village. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.